What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by Jack O'Donnell. He is a managing partner at O'Donnell and Associates. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
It's been an interesting 72-plus hours with the Trump conviction. Let me ask you, Jack, you've got your eyes all on politics. What was your initial reaction when you heard guilty on all 34 counts?
Well, my reaction was very different than maybe some of your other guests. I mean, my first reaction was, to be honest, surprise. I have followed the case. I am trained as a lawyer, and I thought that the charges were confusing. I thought the standard of proof was somewhat confusing. And at the end of the day, the fact that the jury made this decision, made it unanimously, and made it so quickly, I think attests to the fact that the district attorney and his staff really did a good job of showing that proof and proving it beyond a reasonable doubt. And they did it under difficult circumstances. In the press, a lot of this has been about Michael Cohen, but I think they methodically put up a lot of other people to validate what he had to say and his testimony.
Jack, you know, we've got July 11th, the sentencing date. With all you you've been watching and focused on, do you think that former President Trump will see jail time?
I do not. I would be really shocked. I mean, if the former President Trump continues to not participate in the process, right, doesn't mean with the pretrial and do some of that, I guess it's possible. But I would be really, really surprised if the judge would do that.
Now, we heard Dean Phillips. He's a Democrat congressman. He said that Governor Hochul should pardon former President Trump for the better of the country and because he thinks that it's helping Donald Trump in the polls. You know Governor Kathy Hochul. Do you think there's any chance of that happening?
No. I mean, first and foremost, I don't think, you know, the pardon or clemency should ever be used for political purposes. And I think if you look at what Governor Hochul has done over the last couple of years, you know, clearly she's followed that. But I also I just think it's an inappropriate suggestion. I also think maybe it would be a better conversation if former President Trump wasn't facing, you know, three other really serious cases and investigations, too. It's not like this would put an end to his legal trial.
Jack, do you think that there is a chance, or maybe you've already seen it, but a chance that Democrats overplay this conviction when going toward the election?
I don't think, I don't think this is about just Democrats and Republicans. I know a lot of people see it that way, and it's hard not to see the trial of a former president in partisan lenses. The question about overplaying it will be, what are Democrats talking about over the next few months as we head towards November? I always thought, no matter what you think about Trump, what you think about his policies, what you think about this conviction or his other trials, I've always believed that it was really incumbent on Democrats to say not just what's wrong with Trump, but what's right about their policies, what Joe Biden has gotten right, what Kathy Hochul has gotten right, what Democrats in Congress want to do, and how that's going to impact people. I believe that most Americans, most New Yorkers, want to hear what the state is going to do about their kids' education, about finding a home and affording a home, about dealing with inflation. I think that's what Democrats really need to be talking about.
What did you think about the quick fundraiser of money for the former president? You know, with when it comes to a campaign, how much does a quick 50-some million dollars play into the campaign trail?
Well, I think it's impressive. No one can look at that number and not think it's impressive. But I guess I have 2 points on that. The first and foremost is, you know, we have seen that throughout this legal process, that as Trump has been challenged, as he's been indicted, now as he's been convicted, his base has really rallied to him. And the people who love Donald Trump love Donald Trump. And that is, you know, you can see that in those dollars. That said, I think most Americans know who Donald Trump is. A lot of them know who Joe Biden is. And I don't think at the end of the day, money is what's going to determine the outcome of this election.
You know, you said Democrats need to not just say what's wrong with Donald Trump, but also what's right with Joe Biden, what he's done right in 4 years. Do you think the Democrats' biggest issue facing the Democrat nominee, Joe Biden, because I'm not sure it works down ballot, but the biggest problem facing Joe Biden are maybe not people who will come to the ballot and vote for Trump, but people who just won't come to the ballot because they're upset with both choices?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. I mean, Democrats always face this issue. A lot of folks who are not as regular voters often lean to the Democrats. And the challenge for Democrats is getting those people out to vote in presidential years, in congressional years. That really is a big part of this. It's how do you get people to the ballot. And part of that is doing a better job of talking about what the Biden administration has done and getting them to focus a lot more on everyday people's lives.
New York State, as we know, depending on the poll you look at, Jack, it's within 10 points, it's within 7 points, but no matter where you look, it's closer than it was in 2020. Do you think that is more of a reflection on Joe Biden or more of a reflection on Kathy Hochul?
I think it's a reflection on Joe Biden. And look, I think there are a lot of Democrats who aren't thrilled with Joe Biden and with the Biden administration. I'm one of them. There are a lot of things that I question about what the Biden administration has done and how they've done it. But at the end of the day, I'm happy, I'm comfortable saying that I have some problems with the Biden administration. That said, when it becomes a race between is Joe Biden going to be president or is Donald Trump going to be president, I get very, very excited about Joe Biden.
Do you think, see, the excitement thing you said, Jack, because I think obviously there are people who are looking at it that way. I mean, this is a very close election. But, you know, I've always said that the thing with Joe Biden is I don't think a lot of their voters are a lot of his voters are enthused by him. They're enthused by not being Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's voters love Donald Trump. You said it. I mean, they will go miles to vote for Donald Trump. Is that another problem facing Joe Biden? Is that the enthusiasm isn't with Joe Biden himself. It's, well, we don't want Trump in the White House.
Well, it was enough 4 years ago, right? I mean, I think there are a lot of folks who would love to be in love with their candidate. And I think there are still plenty of Republicans who feel that way, even if Trump has a bigger, more enthusiastic base. I do think that there are a chunk of Republican voters or conservative voters who are just voting anti-Biden, too. So I think it's a mixed bag. Would I prefer to have someone that I think has been the best president in the last 50 years? Of course I would. That said, I think Joe Biden has come in under difficult circumstances. I think he's done a lot of really good things. I think if, you know, we're looking at things like the CHIP Act here, I mean, that's where I think a lot of, you know, Trump talked about bringing stuff back from China, but the Biden administration is doing the hard work to actually make that possible. That's much less sexy, and it's much harder to get super excited about and wave a banner or wave a flag. But at the end of the day, it has a bigger impact.
You know, from now until Election Day, obviously, Donald Trump still has to be sentenced. But the legal aspects of Donald Trump, a lot of those cases won't start until after Election Day. So if you're the Biden camp, if you're in the Biden campaign, you're looking at the two debates, you're looking at the campaign trail. Where do you think Joe Biden needs to be the most careful? And where do you think he could potentially slip up, and where he needs to be How do I word this? And where he can maybe jump on Trump more. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think we're just starting to see the Biden campaign pivot towards the election, right? We saw this with a Biden-Harris rally with primary African-American voters in the Philadelphia area this week. You know, that stuff, I think Biden and the Biden campaign needs to do a lot more of, and that's how you generate some of that excitement with your base and with some of the voters. And I think that is starting to happen. I think at the end of the day, these debates are going to be incredibly, incredibly important, perhaps more important than a debate in 50 years. The narrative around Joe Biden and Joe Biden's age, the questions about his cognition, those are going to be on display. And I think some of the same thing applies to Donald Trump. Now, look, when Biden had faced a test on this a couple months ago at the State of the State, I thought he came across and acquitted himself very well. I thought he showed a lot of enthusiasm. He did some ad-libbing. I thought it was a really impressive performance. That said, we've seen plenty of other gaffes from him. So I think that that's going to be really important when we come to these debates. But I also think some of that spotlight is going to be on Trump. The Republican campaign, the Trump campaign has done a magnificent job about raising these questions about Joe Biden. But I think if you watch some of the Trump rallies, you watch some of his speeches, the connection to the truth and reality is sometimes very far and wide in between. You know, there were reports of him falling asleep in the courtroom. So I think the two of them and that head-to-head contrast is going to be incredibly important in this election. And frankly, that debate, the June debate, we've never had a debate so early in this process. It changes everything, and I think it's going to be more important than a lot of these other things, maybe even a felony conviction.
Yes, and I have to be on an airplane for that debate. Can you believe it?
I would change your flight.
Jack, final question. I want to focus in on New York. Obviously, all the congressional seats are up. It's an even number year. Is there a district in New York you're keeping your eye on that we should be looking at that could potentially flip?
I think New York 22 is going to flip. I think John Manion or Sarah Hoogley, the two Democratic candidates who have a spirited primary race here, but that's also a district that has changed often in the last few years, and the one that had the biggest change from the redistricting in the legislature. So even though that change was only a couple points, but I think that connected with the incumbent congressman's problems with some Republicans in the district, some of his gaffes on video. I think that district is the one I think most likely to switch.
Sounds good. Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates. Jack, as always, great to get your perspective. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.